Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Back. Hola, Alan.
Hola.
Good to have you back.
We were in Puerto Rico in Rincon. It was terrific. And, you know, I don't get much chance for true vegging out. And I thank you, David, for excusing me for that week. And everybody needs a little vacation sometime during the year.
Absolutely. And as we come back from the holiday week, there's lots of news. And let's start with what we're seeing in the Times Union this morning. We know that the siting board has picked three spots for the casinos, Schenectady, Seneca, and Sullivan counties in New York. And now we see on the front page of the Times Union this morning the headline, Cuomo, deal in Southern Tier plan. Governor urges casino siting board to weigh in on a fourth license.
Well, yes, that fourth license, of course, was available. And as you know, the governor came down on the side of the anti-frackers. There wasn't going to be fracking in New York State. Thank goodness for that in so many people's minds, because why mess around with your water supply, which is your most precious thing? However, there are some people in the Southern Tier who still think more has to be done for the economy there, which has not been good. And I think this is largely symbolic. What I'm interested in, of course, is that the governor has long said, and as people have long said, that he has nothing to do with any of this. So now he's making the plea that there be another one. Look, anybody who believes that the governor who appoints the people who are making these decisions has nothing to do with it really does need some kind of a spatial examination of one's gray matter.
Let's go to New York City, where we see that the police commissioner, William Bratton, is defending Mayor Bill de Blasio. He was on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday. He said de Blasio is totally supportive of officers, of course. Over the weekend, officers turned their backs on the mayor in a sign of disrespect as he spoke at the officers who were slain at the funeral. And the police commissioner, again, defending the mayor, Bill de Blasio. And as the Times puts it, Alan, an unsought role of peacemaker.
Look, the commissioner is right. We know that there are some differences between the mayor and the police commissioner. Nevertheless, the commissioner is right. The police force is a semi-military force. There's no two ways about it. Can you imagine the army, the top general or the president is speaking and the members of the military stand up and turn around no matter what their provocation? This is out of control. And I do think that the police need respect, no two ways about it, especially when they deserve it. And then there are times they don't deserve it. But to stand up and turn your back, that's a disgrace. And I think the commissioner, whatever differences he has with the mayor, was right to defend it. And I'm sure if had he not, he would have been an ex-commissioner real fast.
Finally, Alan, we're seeing as the end of the year comes that the president is ending his sixth year in office on a high note, performing better than his predecessor. Gallup poll shows Obama with 43% December approval rating, which is higher than George W. Bush, 37% at the same time.
As the president's term comes to a close over the last 2 years, the economy is as high as it ever has been. The stock market is as high as ever, and health care has happened. There is, in many people's minds, the idea that this guy is performing extraordinarily well and his numbers are going to continue to go up. I think this guy, as I've said all along, is looking better and better.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks again, Alan. Welcome back.
And thank you so much, David, for all you do all the time.